Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present Learning to Speak Alzheimer's, a groundbreaking approach for everyone dealing with the disease, by Joanne Koenig-Kost. Read by Jane Oppenheimer. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains tables, quizzes, a glossary, and additional resources, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To Teddy, my beloved husband, who provided the structural and emotional space to pen these pages, along with reams of computer paper, Massenet and Mozart in the background, silence when necessary, breakfast in bed, lectures as needed, and love. And to Paul Rea, a.k.a. Dr. No, who for more than two decades has led thousands of families to more positive and productive places with his witty style, habilitative wisdom, and compassionate advice. Forward. Alzheimer's disease is one of the great scourges of old age in the 21st century. Devastating, irreversible, and progressive, it robs millions of older Americans of their use of language, reasoning, memory, and judgment. Alzheimer's destroys a lifetime of memories and whittles away at the core of a person's identity. It irrevocably alters the lives of families who have a member with Alzheimer's, often necessitating a painful redefinition of the primary relationship between parents and children, between husband and wife. Alzheimer's disease exacts an enormous emotional, physical, and psychological toll upon caregiving family members. The third most costly disease after heart disease and cancer, Alzheimer's places an enormous burden on the U.S. healthcare system. Experts estimate that the dollar cost to the nation of caring for people with Alzheimer's was more than $100 billion in 2002. With neither Medicare nor most private health insurance providers covering the long-term care that most patients eventually need. The cost to American businesses in 2000 was more than $61 billion, with a cost of absenteeism, productivity loss, and employee replacement as a result of family caregiving consuming $36.5 billion. In 2002, 45% of the National Institute on Aging, NIA, research budget was earmarked for research on Alzheimer's disease. That percentage represents a major advance over the funding level in 1975, when I became the founding director of the NIA and identified the study of Alzheimer's and other dementias as a key priority. From 1955 to 1962, I had worked at the National Institute of Mental Health, studying healthy aging and dementias full-time, and I continued to do so part-time thereafter. When I began to prioritize the research agenda at the NIA, my clinical and scientific interest in dementia contributed to the decision to promote research in Alzheimer's. Up to that time, senility was the popular term used to describe all the dementias. Patients, doctors, and scientists alike viewed a diagnosis of dementia with a sense of hopelessness. Their pessimism stemmed from the false belief that senility, the dementias, was an inevitable result of aging. Dementias were often presumed to be the result of cerebral arteriosclerosis, colloquially known as hardening of the arteries. Researchers didn't recognize preventive measures for that condition until the 1970s. In that era, doctors assumed that Alzheimer's disease was a rare form of senility that began before age 60. The image of the senile man or woman, the traditional stereotype of old age in Western society, was translated into hesitancy on the part of social and scientific policymakers to invest in research into the basic biology of aging. The rationale was that money spent on aging research was money wasted on the decrepit and incompetent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?